There is no mercy. You may think you're being merciful to a child, but you're not being merciful to the child. You're being vicious to the ultimate victim that this child will grow up and kill. Because the ideology that that child will grow up with is even worse than the ideology of his father. Hence the reason why the Torah in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verse 16, says, rules of war, Lo techaye kol neshama. Do not allow anyone to remain alive. Nothing. No mercy. Furthermore, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 19, Macho et zecher Amalek. Completely erase any memory of Amalek, which means men, women, and children, the Torah says, do not have the right to exist.
לא להרוג אותם זה להיות אכזרי כלפי הילדים שלנו. הם צריכים לדעת שכשדבר מזעזע שכזה קורה, אוקיי? אז הכללים נשברים. וגם היהודים יודעים להרוג ללא הבחנה. כל דבר שהוא פחות ממה שאמרתי עכשיו, מזמין את הבארי הבאה, והיא תבוא. לכו והרגו אותם, חסלו אותם, אל תקשיבו לשום פקודה אחרת. מכניסים אתכם, כל דבר שזז, להרוג, להשמיד, להרוג ולאבד. זאת המשימה שלך, חייל צהל יקר.
We must obliterate Hamas, you see. And what Israel has to do, which I'm hoping, of course, they will, is they are going to what's called raise Gaza. They're going to destroy it. What is important to understand, what the logic of the war is based on the divine plan.
There is no permission from the Torah to have any mercy whatsoever during war. Not on children, not on women, not on anybody.
But the point is right here that Hashem say, do not have mercy on the children. Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children. In 10 years from now, these children will attack you on the way. Hashem knows, God knows.
Here we're not playing by your rules. We're playing by the rules of the Torah.
עלו והצליחו. תכסחו אותם כמה שיותר, שלא נשים מהם זכר. שלא לא הם, לא אמא שלהם, לא הילדה שלהם, לא התינוקות שלהם. אסור להם לחיות לחיות האלה, עם תותחים, עם הפצצות, להרוס בית ולהיכנס הלאה, להרוס עוד בית ולהיכנס. הנקמה על מה שהם עוללים לנו, עכשיו הולכת להתחולל. עכשיו הולכים להיות דברים שלא חלמנו עליהם.
כן.
שיפלו עליהם פצצות שישמידו אותם. כל מה שהנביאים ניבאו הולך על אחרית ימים מתרחש עכשיו.
Esav, who became Edom, who became the Roman Empire, which metamorphosed into the Christian Empire, which became Christian civilization, which is now represented by the United States of America. The destruction of Edom is prophesied many times throughout the Bible. In the book of Daniel, recorded in chapter 7, where the four empires are represented by four beasts. The fourth beast refers to Rome and Western civilization. Daniel relates, the fourth beast was dreadful, terrifying, and extremely powerful, with enormous iron teeth that devoured and crushed and trampled with its feet. And I watched as the beast was killed, and its flesh destroyed and dispatched into the consuming flames. All its manifestations will be destroyed. Furthermore, from Daniel's dream, it seems that their destruction will occur before the Messiah comes. The fourth beast is killed and consumed by flames before he sees Mashiach, the Messiah, appear with the clouds of heaven.
The verse in the whole Bible, it says, happy is the one that takes the infants of Babel and of Edom and smashes them on the rock, just like they did to us. The ransom, this is what we say before benching. Right? That's the end of this. That the ultimate revenge, revenge again, are going, innocent infants. Happy is the one that takes the infants and smashes them and kills them on the rock. and then we bless Hashem for the food that we
want. The defense minister said, we are putting a complete siege on Gaza. No electricity, no food, no water, no gas. It's all closed. You sick, dirty. You kill people. Starve them to death. 2.3 million people, you're going to starve them to death. You're God's chosen people. No, you're hell's chosen people. God wouldn't take ownership of you right now. You're mass murdering innocent children, starving them to death. No water. Children perishing for lack of water.